Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hello, Stevie Ray bringing us back the late, great SRV 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Gordon Chang is here. 7 years he's been hanging out with us. We appreciate every bit of the time he spent with us. He's one of the top China experts on the planet and the Pacific Rim. But today we're talking about the coronavirus in this particular visit. Gordon, tell us how we can find you. I know you got a gazillion followers on Twitter. Tell us about that.
Yeah, my Twitter handle is Gordon G. Chang, GordonGChang, and my website is www.gordonchang.com.
All right, so don't forget to put the G in the middle of Gordon Chang on Twitter, folks. Gordon, thanks again for being here. The coronavirus is very virulent. It's very aggressive. Apparently, it's amazingly easy to transfer between people. It seems to attack the respiratory system, lungs, and everything. Do people die from a form of pneumonia with it? How does it affect? What is the medical? What are the symptoms that people have when they're in jeopardy with this thing?
Fever. This looks like pneumonia. As a matter of fact, it was first called the Wuhan pneumonia. So you get coughing and you get pneumonia-like symptoms. This attacks the immune system, which is one of the reasons why it's not only it afflicts the old and the elderly, it afflicts the young as well. So that doctor that you mentioned previously, Dr. Li Wenzong, was only 34. Wow. And was in good health. Also, we have seen it attack health workers. On Tuesday, the chief of one of the Wuhan hospitals died from coronavirus.
Wow.
So this goes after most everybody except for the very young.
Huh. So in some cases we say, you know, we like to think, well, if you're not older or sick, you know, you probably got a better chance. But basically, strong people, I mean, healthy people have gotten this. The doctor who died was the guy who tried to tell people about this. He actually, the Chinese state came after him, didn't they?
Well, they certainly did. He was harassed. He was briefly detained. He was forced to sign a statement where he expressed remorse for talking about
wow.
this. And he was one of eight doctors in Wuhan who were harassed by the authorities. Certainly he was vilified by others, and this is just essentially a hit job by the state.
Mm-hmm.
But if China had listened to him, this outbreak would have been much less.
How could they have stopped this, though? How could you rein in something like this? Would you just have sequestered a town and kept people from coming and going, kept it in Wuhan? What would you have done?
Well, you would have done what the U.S. does in an epidemic, because we have a lot of epidemics, small ones.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you do put people under observation. You isolate them in hospital wards. But you do this very early when this occurs. And usually these outbreaks are then contained as they are ringed, as medical professionals will say.
Right.
What China had to do was the big lockdown of tens of millions of people because it did this far too late.
Right. Well, one of the problems it seems to me is that the outbreak happened about the time of the Chinese New Year, when people were just dispersed all over the country going to see relatives. That complicated things, didn't it?
Well, it certainly did. But that was also Chinese, what people call Chinese New Year, Lunar New Year, occurred late into this process. So authorities, if they were acting promptly, would have dealt with this at a much earlier stage, and Lunar New Year travel would have been much less of a factor. As it was, China was locked down by the time of Lunar New Year, So there was many fewer trips than Chinese authorities had originally estimated. 3 billion of them, by the way, was the original estimate. There were far fewer, of course.
Do you think this is going to become a pandemic, or do you think it already is?
Well, a definition of pandemic is where you have epidemics on two separate continents, and I don't think we're quite there yet.
We have cases, but not epidemics on more than one continent.
Oh, we've got cases all over the world, something like 37 countries or something like that. But this will become a pandemic because in places like Africa, where the healthcare system is not really as developed as it should, and where there are no travel restrictions, because Beijing has been intimidating countries not to impose them, then this is going to spread like wildfire through there. So, you know, it is going to become a pandemic, and it will get much worse in our country. We've only got 29 cases. We had far fewer until we started taking back people who were quarantined in Asia. So we are now ending up at 29. But this will become worse in our country as people travel here with the virus and who will not be symptomatic. And therefore, we won't stop at our borders.
Yeah. Yeah, it won't be symptomatic for a while. Well, the thing that the thing to put in perspective, at least today, put it in perspective, we'll lose 15,000 people this year from the flu. We lose 15 to 16 every year minimum from the flu in America. So we have to put that in perspective. But this thing is getting rough. And one of the things I want you to connect the dots for us in the next segment, Gordon. Is we know that China is going around the world spreading their technology and their loans to fund the technology for third world countries and having those countries become beholden to them. I wonder if that kind of pressure could actually wind up contributing to the spreading of the pandemic. And I'll ask Gordon that question after the break, folks. Gordon G. Chang is the Twitter handle for him. And we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.